it might be really helpful.
Well, then shall we introduce the proposal to you then? Let me do it. All right, so briefly, 1968 is the year of social movements. It was the year that changed the world. Next year starts the 40th anniversary of the year that was, and Pacifica's existence helped 68 become that year. Pacifica Radio Archives holds more documentation of that year in audio than anywhere else in the world. What we want to do...
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, it's important that people realize that it predates NPR. NPR does not have any holdings from those years. It didn't.
God, here I was thinking the hippies in San Francisco did the whole thing.
Well, yeah, but they went and broadcast.
Right. So what we really are looking at, and we've sort of started some research work to get to the proposal level so we know what we're doing, but what we want to do is a preservation project of materials from 1968, which includes 1967 and 1969 if you want to be really real about it. But we want to do a preservation project so that when 1968 comes along, that we'll have resources and materials available to programmers in all areas of human existence and records. In other words, public affairs, arts, cultural, music, so that we can have a 40th anniversary Pacifica year that highlights a time when Pacifica was the only game in town.
Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
This is Brian, the archives director.
Michael had a little difficulty getting on.
Right.
Hi, Michael. We're glad that you joined us. Unfortunately, we didn't reach quorum tonight, so we're really just having an informal discussion with those of us who were able to be on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And we are right at the tail end of it, but we're very glad that you showed up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. So we're talking about a 1968 40th anniversary preservation project that wouldn't just preserve the materials and go back to the archives and the archives website gets posted. But what we really want to do is create incredible resources for those stations and programmers so that they can celebrate the 40th anniversary of 1968 and all those social movements and all those events that happened told the way that Pacifica was only able to tell them. And so that means PSAs, that means resources for programming that programmers can use clips of. It means special national programs. It means, the anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King. It means the anniversary of the assassination of Medgar Evers. It means the moon landing. It means, Russia or Soviet Union invading Czechoslovakia. It means the French student revolution. It means all those things that have been forgotten. And Pacifica really is the only place that can make people remember in the way that Pacifica did. So that's my pitch, really. It's just a matter of really solidifying what it is we have and how many tapes and how much money and then what is the work that has to be done.
Do you think that... this is Bonnie. Think that since 2009 will be our 60th...
Yes.
And these things, projects tend to take a lot longer than any of us ever want to think they take. Does it make sense to actually make it 2009?
Well, the thing is, 1968 is a thing.
Yeah.
So if we want to do 1968, but it's not the same. It's really not. And
yeah,
so
I suppose
we could
that's
make
true.
It. We could make it the decade of 1968, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that would still work, but I think, looking at the, keying it to 68 is really, is something that really has legs.
Well, the Democratic Convention, and there's a lot of things.
It also, but we don't need to stop it then. I mean, we could put, that material pulls through and shapes the world for...
Yeah.
Generations that followed.
Cool. Hey. That sounds cool.
Hey, I'll be just one second. I'm sorry. Somebody's calling in. I better check it. Hang on a second. Sorry.
Okay, Bonnie, while he's off the phone,
do we maybe want to take a little informal poll of those people that are on the phone as to help us figure out when is the next good time to meet?
I think we had agreed earlier that I would try to do it by email, but I was actually going to ask everybody that remains on the call if they would be willing to just throw out, even if it's just the impossible times for you, that would be kind of helpful.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everybody. I'm back.
I know. You know what, Brian? We've moved, if you don't mind, into just a moment here talking about upcoming meeting date.
Oh, yes. Go for it. Go for it,
okay,
kid.
I have a question, Bonnie. We're not looking at just one meeting date. Are we looking at a formula like every first Monday or every second Wednesday?
Yeah,
looking for a formula, are we?
My experience, and you guys correct me if this is not your experience, both with LSB meetings and with these committee meetings, is that we try to come up with a simple equation, like fourth Monday or third Tuesday. And then when we have to vary from it because of holidays or whatever you have, it's easier to do. If you don't, whoever is responsible for putting it together each month is going to be tearing their hair out.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say that Affiliates is going to be meeting on second Thursdays. So,
all right, hold on one second. Second Thursdays is going to be Affiliates. I think that programming is going to turn out to be third Mondays.
I think so.
Anybody else know anything about other committees?
And I would recommend that we not try Thursdays because maybe there are no finance people here, but finance people sometimes meet one or more times on Thursdays.
I am just one
Monday
person, but I cannot meet on Thursdays because I'm on the air.
It looks like Tuesday is starting to develop as a possibility.
Mondays are impossible for Michael.
Yeah, I know Michael has a problem on Mondays, and
Tuesdays are okay.
Maybe we should try moving away from Monday just from that, for that reason.
So we think programming is going to be on Tuesdays, which the third Tuesday?
No, I think programming is going to be on Mondays. Programming is going to be the third Monday.
You're sure?
No. I mean, hold on. Wait a minute. I saw an email today that went by about that. Hold on. Keep talking while I find
Third Wednesdays are impossible for us because that's our isn't it third Wednesdays or is it fourth?
Fourth
Wednesdays is our local station board meeting.
LSB. Right. I think the technology committee is trying to get Wednesdays to work.
Okay.
The second Wednesdays, I think.
I would prefer also because you guys have PMB meetings, but also because I hate it. I would prefer not to do Fridays.
Well,
exactly.
As Don is, but it looks like Tuesday.
Yeah.
Why don't we check that out? I can go for Tuesday also.
That would be fun.
Maybe we could ask people to rule out one of the four Tuesdays if there wasn't a possibility, you know, and then we could try to make the other one of the other Tuesdays work.
Yeah, I'm looking at. There's nothing really up yet for April. Hold on. I'm looking at April. April already has an affiliates committee meeting the second Tuesday.
That's only a temporary thing. That's only for April. Then it's going to go. Then it's going to go to Thursday.
And the members have to cross over. It's okay if there's another meeting as long as none of our members are on.
Would you like me to put out an email suggesting Tuesdays, like the third Tuesday?
That makes sense.
For me, it's difficult to do it on the first Tuesday of the month because we have outreach here and I'm on that committee.
But how's the third?
Third Tuesday?
Third is possibly a good one.
Yeah.
Good for Michael Woodson.
I'm sorry?
It's good for me.
good for me.
How about second? Somebody's got it in April.
Who's got it in April?
Affiliates have it in April. That's why
no,
I was
but,
keeping it.
Well, we're doing okay with the third. Why don't we stick with it?
Well, actually, I would rather go with the second after this for after April, if that's okay.
Okay. Does anybody have any objection? I mean, there's only six of us on the phone, so we're going to have to put this out to everybody. But
sure.
That's fine. And I have to run. I'm sorry, but it's been.
Thanks, Lori, for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have
you
here.
Have
all
a
right.
Good night.
So, bye-bye. So we'll. I'll put something out suggesting the third Tuesday in April, but that we'd like to switch to the second week following that.
Well,
yeah.
We have. Okay. I was going to say we do the two options, the second or the third, and see
oh,
where
okay.
it stands.
Okay. All right, I can do that. I can explain to them that for April we're looking at the third week because someone is already doing a meeting on the second.
Mm-hmm.
I will say
that Tuesday is open for me because I've been meeting every Tuesday night for a solidarity event for Venezuela that's April 2nd, 7th. So as soon as April 7th comes, my Tuesdays open up, so I can do it almost any time on a Tuesday.
Okay. All right, well, I don't see why we can't try for Tuesdays, and we'll see who howls loud.
And Michael, all Mondays are bad for you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I teach Mondays from 6 to 9.
Is there any other option? If that's not a good, if that's really, really bad for someone else, is there another date that maybe would work for this group?
You know, I can join a half an hour late, but I'm always going to be a half an hour late.
So... But we got a good roll here on that third Tuesday. Why don't we stay with it?
Well, I'm. What happens if somebody that's not on the phone says that's totally impossible?
Well, we said the second or the third Tuesday, mm-hmm. right? So
right.
They have
well,
two options.
I guess we might as well find out.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of a cross that bridge when we get there thing.
I suppose... The next possibility is Wednesdays, as long as it's not the third Wednesday.
Or fourth.
You guys have your KPFT LSB meetings, don't you?
On the fourth.
I'm sorry, fourth. The fourth Wednesday.
Yeah. We have the PFW, I think, on the first, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So first Wednesday's no good.
Yeah.
And then you said, I think tech, isn't technology trying to meet on Wednesdays, too?
Yes.
Looks like it, yeah.
Second Wednesdays, I think.
I don't know why you guys aren't all really smart like we are at KPFA and have to have your LSB meetings all day on Saturdays.
I don't know either.
yeah. okay.
That's brutal.
Are we lacking anything else we need to speak about that anyone can think of?
Well, I suppose that people should be thinking about whether they want to be chair, and I appreciate you chairing this meeting, and I'm looking forward to you chairing it next month, too.
Don and I will be happy to chair it next month, won't we, Don?
Yeah, I really worked hard. Yeah, I worked hard. You did a marvelous job. That's why I'm deferring to you.
But I feel you were there in spirit, Don.
Well... I was told by the PNB
vote,
to be a convener, so I just wanted to have some role. But you do a wonderful job. And
no problem.
I believe
in democracy and one man, one vote, but the idea of us both having to email each word seemed kind of stupid. So
I agree. I agree.
Cool. Thank you, John, for hooking us up here. And... if there is nothing else, we would certainly entertain a suggestion of an adjournment.
I move that we adjourn.